You look back at that now and you think that's ridiculous that we would fight about that or disagree about that. You go through those times together, raising kids or being with your parents and seeing them get older, and just life. It just puts things in perspective, and I think you grow as a couple, and it just makes you grow fonder and tighter together, you know?
Welcome to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast. I'm Ray Ann Mullins, your guide on this quest to a vivacious life. Join me as we uncover the keys to ditch inflammation, conquer fatigue, and stride confidently towards a harmonious, health-filled existence. This podcast is your compass to a balanced and fit lifestyle. So get ready to elevate your wellness game and embrace the vibrant, high-quality life that you deserve. Enjoy the show. Everybody, welcome back to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast. This is Ray Ann Mullins, your host, and I'm super excited that you're here. Today, I have a special episode. Brian and I, my husband, just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary last week. Cannot believe it. And so I asked Brian if he would be willing to come on the podcast for a conversation. And guess what? He said yes. Welcome, Brian.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I'm glad you're here.
It's nice to finally be here.
Finally. What are you saying?
Yeah, you finally invited me.
I did. I had good reason this time. So, Brian, last week we celebrated our 25th anniversary, and everybody's been asking me, what did we do? And we didn't do anything very exciting, although it's exactly what we love to do. And what did we do?
We went to the Masters, which is pretty exciting.
That's not what we did for our anniversary.
Oh, for anniversary. We went out and just hung out in town. Went out to eat and hung out around here.
Okay, right. We went out to dinner. That's what I was looking for. But you're right. You brought up the Masters. So we got to go to the Masters, which everybody's like, oh my gosh, how'd you get to go to the Masters? And we were just so lucky to have a family member, Lisa and Mark, invite us. So that's cool. But anyway, while we were there, what hole were we at, Brian?
I think we were at number 11.
Right. And you can watch them then go into 12 is a cool spot. And we were hanging out and this guy looked over that we were talking to. He was a young guy and he was like, asked like how long we've been married. And so we told him that we were getting ready to celebrate our 25th and he was so excited and we did some cheers with our drinks. And then he said, you know, let me ask you, I've been married just a couple of years. What do you think is the secret to a lasting marriage? And this like totally, we laughed, right? And the very first thing I blurted out was like communication. And he was like, oh, everybody says that. And I'm like, well, it's true, right? But anyway, that's what got me to thinking that, you know, maybe it's a great idea to talk about this a little bit more. Like, what is the secret? You know, what have we done to get to this point? This long in our marriage, because right now I think it's more than half of marriages fail. And so it does make me wonder, like, what was it? And so it really got me to thinking. And so that's when I asked you, Brian, to like think about it as well. So I think what would be fun, Brian, is to tell the story of how we met, just to kind of talk about that. So why don't you tell your version of like how we ended up getting together?
Well, I was very, I guess, younger at the time, and worked at a golf course in Roanoke and hired you, or the clubhouse hired you to work during the summertime when you were at summer school at Roanoke College. And we met that way, but I'd known you. I'd seen you in class before we actually met at the club. I think you mentioned you saw me and I knew who you were. So when you called to interview for the job, I remembered your name, which you might've thought was a little creepy at the time.
I did.
Because I did.
I did.
But you started working at the club and we talked and there was a lady there that sort of, I guess, let me know that you sort of thought I was cute, and I thought you were very cute at the time. And we sort of, you finally, I guess I asked you out, but I think you set that up to where I asked you out.
Oh, right. So we were okay. So I remember this. Yes. So first of all, I call this place, ask for a job, and this guy's like, "Is this Rhiann Hastings?" And I'm like, "What? This is weird." I'm like, "Yeah." You're like, "You're in my class." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So anyway, so as soon as I got to that first day of work, I was so excited to like figure out who this Brian guy was. And then as soon as I saw you, I did recognize you from class. You were the guy that sat behind me in that I don't know, operations science class with Dr. McCart. You sat behind me and you always had your hat on and you would like slump down in your seat and you're all shy, which is what I thought was cute. So anyway, but that night that you're talking about, I remember thinking, well, this lady Beth kept saying to me, "Oh, he's gonna ask you out. He's gonna ask you out." So I was like sitting around waiting for you to ask me out. And so we were the last two in the pro shop. And I was like, "So what are you doing tonight?" And you're like, "Oh, I don't know." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm so bored. I have nothing to do tonight." And I remember
Took
exactly
the
where we
bait.
were sitting. And then you were like, "You want to go to dinner?" And I'm like, "Yeah." But the funny thing is that I didn't tell you is my mother, I mean, you know this now, but my mom had driven across the country from Wyoming to Virginia to see me that day. And she was sitting at my house that I, was at with my college friends, waiting for me. And I called her and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late. I'm going on a date with this guy." And I just remember her saying, "It better be worth it." And it certainly was.
was.
And she loved you to death. So that worked
Loved
out.
her. Yep.
So anyway, that's how we met, and that was 27 years ago, this in May, actually. And so, we like immediately were dating pretty hardcore. I took you home to Wyoming like just a few short months later, and things just progressed from there. So we got engaged pretty quick. Do you remember I told you I will not get engaged unless I've been dating somebody a year? Because at
I think
the
year to the
time,
date.
I know. But the funny thing is then a year back when you're like 21 years old or whatever seemed like so long, and now I'm like a year. What the heck are we thinking? No offense. But anyway, so here's what I would love to do is I've asked Brian to think of a couple tips of what he thinks makes this relationship work. And what he would like to share with other people. And I too have a couple tips, and we've talked about a couple of them. But Brian, I want you to go ahead and start out. And wait, after you do that, I am going to share. I posted on Facebook asking people for advice, and I've talked to some clients and to some friends. So we're also going to share some of their advice on how to keep a long-term relationship going. So Brian, what would you say is your number one thing in your
Well,
mind?
I think this might sound very cliche-ish or whatever, but communication or teamwork, maybe they go hand in hand. But I think that's the key. What I mean by that's teamwork, being with kids, life, jobs, decisions, purchases. It sounds like that's common sense. But I think for some people it's not. It seems like to me, those things just are very important to communicate with one another and make sure that that we're always on the same page, whether it's decisions about raising kids or moving or buying a house or buying a car or whatever it might be, or just important decisions in life.
Right. I agree with that. I think that if you just go off and do what you're going to do, and I just go off and do what I'm going to do, what's the point? Right.
Exactly.
So are you trying to say teamwork with housework?
No, I think that's a one-sided deal right there.
Not totally one-sided. Just because Brian does the laundry and the dishes and the everything. I do cook. I cook and I
You do.
participate in the dishes.
That's a good trade-off.
But I will admit to the world that I don't do laundry and that you do all the laundry all the time. I literally, when you go away on trips for work, it is a really sad day because I have to wash my own clothes.
And note that I do your laundry good. It doesn't shrink up and it's not discolored and it's folded nicely.
That's very true. In fact, you do it better than I do. So, definite kudos to you on that.
You keep
Okay,
feeding me and
so
I'll do the one.
that's right. I'll keep you fed. All right. So, actually, I think this is a funny thing. This is kind of a hot topic, I believe. Probably not that hot of a topic, but we have always shared finances, right? We've always had the same checking account. You have access to everything I have access, and vice versa. I think that that is a big thing for us, that we, I can't imagine any other way, right? How do you feel about it? Obviously, you agree.
No, I agree. I mean, I know everybody has their own deal and that's up to them, but yeah, I just don't see why you have two. I don't personally see how you have two separate checking accounts. I mean, we've never had that, and that's something I've never thought about having, and I don't think you have either. So again, that works for us. I mean,
Right. No, I agree. But also, that leads into what is mine is yours, and vice versa. I
Right.
think that's when you get married, it becomes like a union, you know, you're like one. And so, to me, that's always been a really big, important thing. And that's something that you and I definitely share in. I think it shows trust, I think it shows just commitment. You know, if you don't fully commit and give each other and share everything together, then you're kind of leaving one foot out the door, which is like an out. Now, I'm not saying that's true for everybody, but for you and I, that's been a big thing for sure. Something else is with, I'm going to bring it back to communication. I don't mean to take over. If you had any other tips, you
No,
can
no,
jump
no.
in as you go. But you did mention communication and teamwork, but I think communication to me is not the same thing as teamwork. To me, our communication is saying what we need to say, even if we don't want to say it. Because I think, and just from talking to friends and even like clients, like people oftentimes don't speak when they need to speak or don't say what they need to say because they're afraid of like starting an argument or conflict. But I believe not talking is actually going to create more conflict than just saying what needs to be said. Now, you and I both know when I get real quiet, something's wrong. Right?
Yes.
And I think that's true for most women. So if there's any men listening to this, if your lady is super quiet, you better figure out what's going on. If she still doesn't want to talk, then that's fine. However, you know you're in trouble. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
But I also believe that a lot of this is maturity, because let's just go ahead and be honest here. This has not been all smooth sailing. In fact, we had a couple, I mean, I think everybody does, right? Like you start out happy, and that's kind of the whole point of this conversation tonight, is that to have a long-term relationship, you have to realize it's not Disney, it's not Hollywood's like love stories. We all grow up thinking we're gonna like marry, you know, our prince and run off into the sunset, but that's just not true. So even in the times of loving you and being, you know, married to you, doesn't mean it's always been happy every moment, or it doesn't mean that we've always liked each other every moment, and it doesn't mean that we haven't had some low points. So I won't even get into what the low points are because that's, it doesn't matter. But maturity, I'm coming back around to what I was talking about. As we've gotten older, we have learned like what are we going to fight about? Like, what is important enough to be upset about or to create a problem over? And you and I have both learned that there are just things that don't matter. Like, do you remember? I don't know if you do. I used to get so pissed when you would leave. This is the dumbest thing that I would make a huge thing out of. I'd get so mad when you would leave the dish brush in the sink because I thought it should go either in the drawer where it goes or not in the sink. And it would make me so angry. And then I would turn this stupid thing of a like a dish brush being in the sink into this like, you don't listen, you don't respect me, you don't blah, blah, blah. And it was so dumb, right? And so as I've matured and you've matured, I think me in this particular situation, but it's like you start to learn like what really matters and those things just don't matter. And I
Exactly.
think a lot of people, when they're early on in their marriage, they want everything to be perfect, perfect, like the first date until like the first year of their getting together. And that just doesn't happen. And so we have to find ways to work through the low times to continue to have some of the high times. So I just wanted to say that. I have another thing that is really important to me that I think works for us before I get into other people's advice. But do you have anything else that you've thought of while we're sitting here, Bri?
Yeah, as a matter as you were saying, and I think you're right. When you first get married, when you're young, that's the key thing. You're young. I think as you get older, you grow individually, and if you're married, you grow as a couple. So there's a lot of things
Hopefully.
that are, yeah, and hopefully. But I mean, I think there's a lot of things that are less important. The little things are less important as you grow older, and especially grow older together. The little things in the beginning that were stupid that you might fight about or you might disagree about, you look back at that now and you think that's ridiculous that we would fight about that or disagree about that. And it's just,
Totally.
you go through those times together, raising kids or, being with your parents and seeing them get older and, just life. It just puts things in perspective. And I think you grow as a couple, and it just makes you grow fonder and tighter together, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think you're right. I mean, as you get older, you experience so much together. Like you've experienced both of my parents passing, we've all kinds of things, not just our stuff together, but things that have happened, in our families or like, you definitely like grow together for sure. And I think so that kind of leads into one of the things I wanted to say is I think a lot of times the outside, the external of the marriage is actually what creates a lot of friction. For example, I think that too many people allow the outside world to dictate what they do with their life, which then therefore affects what happens with their marriage. So, one big thing that comes to mind is, a lot of people are always trying to keep up with the Joneses. Like if people are trying to, get their kids in every activity, make sure they have the right car, make sure they have the right house, make sure that they look the certain way, make sure all the things I always talk about, right? Like make sure that everybody thinks they're exactly how they're supposed to be. And I believe that that actually hurts marriages because if you are constantly the kid thing, especially, so many people have their kids overbooked because they think they're supposed to, because their neighbors do, or because their best friend does, or because that's what you're supposed to do. One kid's in soccer, one kid's in football, one kid's in baseball, and they're constantly running and running, and one's running this way and runs, running the other way, and they're missing each other. So what happens is it's not the kid's fault. It's when you have kids and you completely fill your kids' schedules because you're trying to keep up with everybody else. And then you're exhausted. And then you're trying to also keep up with your own self. Where's the time for each other? You know? So I feel like too many people let the outside world dictate their marriage, their life, therefore their marriage. And one thing that I feel like we did really well is we allowed our kids to be in outside activities. Like our daughter was really big into musical theater. Zach would love sports, but they could only do one thing at a time. Now we only had two kids. So I think that there's people with multiple kids, more than that, that have way more to do. But how much of that could they like prevent by actually saying no, you know? But you know, that's just my thought on that. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think that the more you get involved with that, it leaves less time for the couple, less time for the mom and dad, husband and wife. And that's, yeah, I mean, that's important to have you time and not be so, I guess, selfish to each other that you put that aside, you know? I mean, because I mean, even with Mackenzie and Zach, I feel like we did a lot with them, but you're
We
right.
did. Oh,
There's
we
so
did a
many,
lot.
yeah. But there's so many people we know that just it involves every waking moment, it seems like, outside there. I mean, you got so many that you got work during the day, then you have kids, and yeah, what time does it leave for, you know,
Togetherness.
alone time with your significant other?
Right. And then you get home, you're exhausted, you're
Exactly.
grumpy, and the last thing you want to do is like hang out, or you just want to veg out in front of the TV and go to sleep. And so I think that.
And how many, I mean, not how many times, but there were times that we would do stuff with the kids, and because something kid related, whether it's, you know, musical theater or sports or something, it would upset us, and we would be grumpy at each other. And it's not even, it wasn't even anything we would do towards one another. It was just the fact that we were unhappy with what happened to our kids. And
Yep.
it's that can eat a lot on people.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so I feel like that's kind of the point I was getting to is that, you know, that is has nothing to do with you as a couple or even you as a person, but everything to do with, you know, the family and the external. So many people allow that to tear them apart when really if they would just wait. So this is what I was excited to say. Here we are, you know, our youngest is off to college. We are at this point, I feel like I did when we first got married because we are now finally, Brian's like doing woo with his arms. We are finally back to like who we are. We're no longer just mom, dad, work, you know, we're back to like Brian and Ran. Like, we're back to being a couple. We're back to like having more date nights. I think we were pretty good about that. We would get babysitters when the kids were little. We would do fun things together alone. We always like save time together, but there were a couple of years in there where we didn't, and it was rough because we didn't make time for each other. And now we have every night as a date night. It's so awesome. I'm like, ooh. So remember like when the kids were little and they would be gone, like they'd stay either at your parents or like with Mike and Mary or we'd be away on a trip or something. And it felt like, oh my gosh, it was like such a treat. Well,
Like
it's like that
vacation.
every night.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we miss our kids. We miss the kids, but no offense, not that
Sometimes.
much. You know what I mean? So anyway, I think some of the other quick points are just that, you know, we said teamwork, communication, sharing things. What's yours is mine and mine is yours. Don't let the outside world dictate who you are in your marriage. Like, still safe, sacred space for that. Take time to get away together, whether that's just going out to dinner or maybe just going for a ride in the car just to get away. Or hiding in the backyard, whatever you need to spend some time alone together. And then finally, I think that it would be bad if I didn't mention this. I think committing to your health together is also important. And I don't know, I didn't tell you I was going to say that, but I think one thing that you and I have done really well, especially and since the kids have been gone, is we work out together, we walk together, we cook together, we spend a lot of time together, but it's all because we want to prolong how much time we have left together. And
Exactly.
I think people forget, you know, we're not invincible and we're not going to be here forever. So we
I totally agree.
gotta preserve and be healthy together. All right. Well, on that note, do you have anything you want to add before I read some of the comments I got from Facebook?
No, I think that's a great point about trying to prolong. I mean, because you're right. Exercising together, eating, cooking together, doing things that are good for us. It just makes extra days that we can be here and be here for each other.
Yeah, because I think it's cool. I read something the other day. Someone said, you know, we always something about like committing to one person and how it's a little scary because there's so many people in the world to choose from. And, you know, what if there's someone better for you out there? But the really the big benefit of like choosing just one person is you have one focus, one thing to focus on, one life to focus on, and one person that you just truly know every single thing about until the day you die. And I don't know, just something about it was like, oh, like that's so sweet. You know, it's so
It
true.
is.
Like, you know, just having each other till the last moment. And I think, you know, that's pretty exciting. But if you can prolong that by being healthy together, obviously things are going to happen and whatever. But, I think that when people are struggling with their health, if they would just think about their spouse or who they're with, their, you know, the one they love, or just family, that it might make people make better choices because it's like, wow, you know, we don't have forever together. So,
I agree.
okay, so I'm jumping over to the Facebook. I asked Facebook to give me some advice of what they thought kept their marriage or relationships. Not everybody's married. Most people in this feed are, but you know, whether people have been married or not, if you've been together a long time with somebody, I wanted to get some advice. And if you're listening to this now, I'd love to still hear from you. So please email me at rayannmullins@gmail.com and send me your best advice that you would give somebody. Like, let's just say that somebody is just getting married. So my niece is just getting married. She's getting married in October. Super excited for her. And then we have another niece who is recently married. And so all of this is such good advice for them, I think. I think. So, okay, my first person that responded is Mary Horlocker. She said, honesty, respect, and humor. So I think it'd be fun to kind of riff on these a little bit. Like, I absolutely agree that honesty, respect, and humor are super important, especially, well, all of them, but humor. Like, I think we have such a good time, like, goofing around, being total dorks, you know, but we have such a good time with humor. So I think that that really, you can take some really not so fun times and, you know, find humor in them. So thank you, Mary Horlocker, for that advice. Then we have Dara Lewis. She and Dan were some of our first friends in Greensboro. And unfortunately, they moved away, but we've reconnected. So fun. But she said Dan and she still really love to spend time together. They are best friends. And I have to say that that's us too. Like when I have something to tell somebody, you're the first person I'm gonna call. Like you're like my bestest friend in the world. We're BFFs. And that's Dan and Dara too. She said they're patient with each other. And they absolutely want what's best for each other. They laugh a lot. So there's that humor again. And they have mutual respect for what each other is going through, like with their work or in life. And she just couldn't imagine doing life without him. And they've been together 34 years, married 28. So that's super cool. Thanks, Dara, for that. Yay. Brian's giving cheers. Tanya Brandenburg. She said that her advice would be to communicate always, no matter good or bad. Totally agree. Totally agree. She and her husband, who his name is also Brian, have been married 27 years and together for 30. And then she said at the last minute, kiss every day. Woo-hoo. Brian, do we kiss every day?
Yeah. Multiple times, I think.
Like little smooches here and there. We
Yeah,
don't
for
like
sure.
make out every
Not
day.
long Gone with the Wind smooches.
Oh God. Sorry, do you want to?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I don't. No offense. I'm just not a real smooch. I was just, Anyway, okay. That's not against you. All right, Margaret Sell. She said, pick your battles and don't sweat the small stuff. Totally agree. She said that their pastor gave them some advice during their premarital counseling, and he said, sometimes my wife doesn't like me very much, and sometimes I don't like her very much, but we still love each other. So, and Margaret said that she remembers being shocked that a pastor would say that, but it is such a good reminder, and I absolutely agree. Totally agree. So there are times, Brian, that you drive me absolutely bonkers. Not as much anymore, though, to be honest.
Good.
But I always love you, no matter what. So,
Ditto.
I drive you bonkers.
Yes. But I still love you.
Can't imagine. Come on. I drive you bonkers. How could I drive you bonkers? You mean you don't want to do my laundry all the freaking time and pick up after me?
It.
I know you do. Okay. So Debbie Robinson, she said, knowing and accepting that the good times come with some of the not so good times, and don't go to bed mad and communicate. Very good advice. So I will say that we have gone to bed mad many times, but we've not gone to sleep
Yes.
because we always end up figuring out before morning.
That's very
So there
true.
have been times, remember, like we'll like go to bed and I'm, when I'm mad, I do the huffy to like turn the other way and like slam the pillows down. I'm very like obvious, I want to make a point.
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic about it. And then you don't say anything. And then finally I'm like, oh. And then we like have our little thing and then we go to sleep.
Yeah, good
But
sleep.
I agree. Like, don't go to sleep. It's not, it's silly. To go to bed like that because then you don't sleep good, and we all know how important sleep is.
Yes.
Okay. Robin Corns says, Ayer Corns, she says that they'll be married 39 years in September. Congratulations, Robin. 44 years together. Wow.
Wow.
Communication and always think about your partner before yourself and have a date night once a week. I love it. I love it. So, as a health coach, Robin, I have to pop in here for a second if you're listening. I absolutely agree with everything. I want to debate for a moment about the put your partner before yourself. I absolutely see her sentiment. But as a health coach, I'm going to say that I think that you put yourself first, but always your partner second first. And I mean this in a loving way. I just feel like I think I know what she's saying, though. I get what she's saying. She's like, always before you do something, consider your partner. Like, don't just like what we were saying earlier. So I'm gonna say that's what she's saying, and I agree. But I'm just gonna say I think that we, in order to put the people we love, high and in high in our life and to take care of them, we have to take care of ourselves first so that we can be our best, highest self for the people we love. I truly believe that.
I agree. It's almost like the airline, the flight attendant. You have to put your mask on first to help other people. You gotta be healthy first to make other people around you that way, you know?
And so I think she would actually, knowing her, she would agree with that. But I think she's just saying, like, definitely, like, don't go do something like, buy a house without consulting with your partner, or something like that. Okay, awesome. Thank you. So Crystal Spillman, oh, I didn't know that she'd been married this long. She told me she's been married 28 years, together 30. They got together when they were 15. Oh my gosh. And he was 16. Isn't that crazy? She was a military wife, married at 17 and 18 years old. She said, do not talk about your problems to your family because they never forget. Oh, I think that's amazing, amazing, amazing amazing advice because
Very good
it's
point.
so true. If you call your mom, for example, and complain about something about your husband, she's always going to remember that thing about your husband. And anytime you're annoyed with your husband, she's going to bring it up and throw it in their face. I don't remember what it was. I didn't really ever complain to my mom about you, Brian, because one time it was a little tiny thing and she did bring it up multiple times later on and it annoyed me. So then I remember making a note to myself like, okay, don't tell her stuff. Because when I was just mad and wanted to vent, I learned not to talk to my mother about it because I didn't want her to remember. Sometimes you just want to vent, right? And you don't really mean anything by it. So you don't want to tell your family too much because then they're always going to hold it against that person. I should think that's very true. So do you agree, Brian?
I totally agree. Yeah, I think that's because your parents especially are going to always take your side. The
Always, and they
spouse is always
should.
going to be wrong, even though what you're venting about might be something very minor in your parents' eyes, it'll be something major. They're always going to take your side. So it's yeah, I totally
Yeah,
agree with
because
that.
they love you and they don't want you to be
Exactly.
hurt or mad or upset at all. So I absolutely agree. So she said that's what your friends were for. And then she also said respect and compromise. Ooh, I like compromise. That's a great word for marriage because I mean, I pretty much always get what I want. I'm
I'm
just
always
mad. I'm just.
compromising and doing the laundry.
We compromise so that I get what I want. I'm totally kidding. I think. I mean, the laundry, no, but I'm not kidding about that. But we really do. There's been many things where we've like talked things out and had to compromise where we meet in the middle. Usually we figure it out pretty quick. But I think that a lot of people, run into issues with that where they feel like one person has to dictate everything. And so then they don't compromise and that can lead to issues. So great advice, Crystal. Then we have my friend Brandy Lopez. She said, love may start off as a feeling, but in the end is a choice. And I was like, mic drop on that. I love it,
That's
love
good.
it, love it. It's such a good point because this kind of goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. Marriage is not a Disney movie. Marriage is not a fairy tale. Marriage is work. And if people would realize that early on, maybe they wouldn't get married so fast, or they would just, not have unrealistic expectations for the marriage. So I really, really appreciated that. All right. So let's see. I think that was it. My friend Diane Hance, she also, I was training her this morning and I asked her opinion, and she said that her biggest thing was, pick your battles. Like, don't like fight over the silly things, which is kind of what we've talked about. And other people have offered that advice as well. So I think, do you have anything else you'd like to add, Brian? I think we could probably wrap it up here. I think.
No, I think we pretty much covered it all.
Okay.
Secret to
So
marriage.
the secret to marriage is always listen to the wife and have your husband do the laundry. I'm just kidding. Oh gosh, I'll no. No, but really, I mean, communication, teamwork, compromise, date nights. Don't go to bed angry or don't go to sleep angry. I'm trying to wrap up all of the things, summarize all of the things. And I would say to any of my friends or people listening that are just in the thick of having kids right now, it's hard. It's tough, especially when you have kids. And I think if you can just hold on, like just wait, because there was many years in there that it was frustrating and hard and I'm so thankful that we hung in there and waited because it's so great. There's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So, or a rainbow or a pot of gold, like Brian at the end of the rainbow. So, okay. Well, thanks for coming on, Brian. I know I didn't let you talk too much.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
But what you had to say was really important. So maybe we'll have you back again. And if anyone has questions for us, we could maybe do a round two or come up with another topic for you to join me. All right. All right, everybody, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Remember to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you're feeling generous, please rate and review the podcast. I would so appreciate it. It really helps the podcast get out there so more people can hear it. And please share with your friends and your family. And I will catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast today. Remember, while we've explored incredible tips and insights, none of this is to replace personalized medical advice. Always chat with your trusted physician or healthcare professional before making changes based on what you've heard today. Stay inspired, stay curious, and keep striving for that balanced, fit, and free lifestyle. Until next time, take care and keep thriving.